Indeed. At 7:43 on your morning team show on WSGW with Dave and Pat and Charlie and you. On 100.5 on 790 with Siri and Alexa and with WSGW.com. That's a little Ted Nugent in the morning. Yeah, Ted Nugent, the Motor City Madman, Uncle Ted, all those monikers he has, and still rocking and rolling and announcing plans, he says, to return home and perform a couple of concerts in the Detroit area in 2022. His Detroit Muscle Tour is what he's calling it. And he plans to appear at the Michigan Lottery Amphitheater at Freedom Hill in Sterling Heights. Well, there's a mouthful for you. Remember, it used to be just known as Freedom Hill. Yeah, I guess they got sponsorship now.
Yep.
Hey, if Pine Knob can do it, Freedom Hill, you can do it too. Because everybody calls it the same. He'll be appearing in August in a couple of locations in Michigan. Yes, Ted Nugent at the age of 73 years old.
73, wow.
Still rocking and rolling. So that announcement was just coming out yesterday. I'd have to look back to see when's the last time he performed, because it says returning home, because I think he lives in Texas now or something, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm. So,
yes.
Yeah, he used to live in Michigan for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Southern Michigan.
Yeah, so back home again. So that wasn't the only announcement of proof that rock and rollers may get older, but they still rock, and not just in a chair. still with the guitars and the vocals. I think the guitar work always seems to be on par.
Well, okay.
The vocals have to be adjusted a little bit sometimes.
Yes.
Also announcing, ready to return to Detroit, guess who?
No, not the guess who.
That would be fun. That would be fun.
The who?
Little Caesars Arena.
Really?
October 4th, as part of a new North American tour, which is going to kick off in April. The Who will be performing at LCA.
76 years old.
Roger's 77.
Yeah.
Though he'll turn 78 in March. So by the time that they rock in October, and Peter Townsend, who's 76 right now, will be 77 in May. So this is Roger, who I don't think is going to sound quite this way in October.
No. No.
The Who will be rocking the LCA, joined by an orchestral section.
Well, probably best.
So there you go.
I mean, Pete can't even hear anymore, so I mean, how are they even?
That's right, I forgot.
Fill in some of the missing notes, eh?
You know, he just plays the guitar, and at some point, you know, it sounds like The Who. If that's not enough.
Oh, there's more.
Also, I'm making an announcement, ready to return. Coming to the Fox Theater in Detroit as part of a brand new tour that he is on, we have...
Oh, wow. Van the Man?
Van Morrison.
Oh, my goodness.
Van the Man.
On May 10th, we'll be rocking Detroit as part of a new upcoming tour, he says.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came.
Oh, all right. He's a young 76.
Yes. And since his birthday is until August, he'll still be 76 when the performance comes. You know, if the Rolling Stones can do it.
Well, some would argue, are they?
If they can still get up and be on stage. I mean, I give credit the ability to still maintain a chance to be able to get up and move around on stage with the music so loud and carry on your feet for a concert.
Let alone moving those arthritic fingers up and down the frets.
I mean, just another in the continuation of what we know for rock and rollers, that their heyday is past, but yet legions of fans still exist.
That is true.
And in a lot of ways, is how often have we said gone generational? Because parents, grandparents are now taking the kids and grandkids.
True. And you know, there are some who can still perform a bit better than others.
No question.
You wonder if they should still be out there. Sometimes it is better to just burn out than fade away.
I mean, yeah. At some point, you got to realize it.
I mean, that's why I respect somebody like Ray Slick, you know, from Jefferson Airplane. She retired, I think, in her 50s, and just said, "This is a young person's game. Nobody wants to hear from me." So, when it comes to rock and roll, that rock and roll is a young person's game. So, I respect that.
To do what you used to be able to do, to hit those notes and things like that, yeah.
That being said, I respect somebody like Paul McCartney, Bob Dylan, and others who just continue to release album after album after album, and it's like that's what they're going to do until the very end, I guess. So,
what rock and rollers do we have today that in 50 years, I'm thinking like Greta Van Fleet from Frankenmuth. All in the 20s right now, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. And remember, coming up in March, we'll be appearing at the Dow Event Center.
True.
As they're ready to kick off.
True.
I mean, 50 years from now, when they're 70s, we'll...
Well, if they keep doing what they're doing now for 50 years, they're going to be very wealthy old men.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, Adele will be releasing her album 85.
Yeah. No doubt.
Taylor Swift will be in her 80s. It's possible.
Well, it's. I have to say, as interested as I might be in the future possibilities, Pat, looks like you're going to have to be the one that carries the water on this one for the morning team show.
Okay. I'll be nearing 100, but okay, I'll give it a shot.
Well, if Dave and I are still around in 50 years, we're gonna be talking those stories about those oldest people in the world.
In my case, I might have surpassed.
Art and I will go. We'll go to
yes,
the
yes,
yeah, right,
yes,
yeah,
yes.
There you go.
Well-preserved Art Lewis. He'll be introducing the acts.